The city of Parksville will chip in part of the cost for some accessibility upgrades to the McMillan Arts Center. The Oceanside Community Arts Council made a request to council for one-time funding of $9,300, which would cover $4,000 for a wheelchair-accessible front entrance, $2,000 to update the parking lot and handicapped parking areas, $1,200 to renovate the building's entrance ramp, and $2,100 to purchase an automated external defibrillator. Both Mayor Doug O'Brien and Count Mary Bale indicated support for a reduced amount, with Bale making a motion to dole out $3,200 to cover the parking spaces updates and the ramp. O'Brien said although there are alternative funding possibilities such as a Regional District of Nanaimo Community Grant or a Parksville Qualicum Foundation grant, they are not a guarantee. "I don't want to just say flat out no," he said during Council's November 18th meeting. "The accessibility, that is part of our go-to that we're using a lot lately, and we're trying to make the whole community accessible. So I feel that it would be a good contribution from the city of Parksville to further that aim." Count Adam Fraz said it would be better for OCAC to apply to the RDN for a community grant, since council has been trying to avoid giving out one-time grants. "I think if they went to the community grants, they'd probably get the full amount there," he added. Count Joel Gren said he is reluctant to support anything that will result in a property tax increase. "Today is the first day I've seen what these property tax increases will be," he added. The motion to grant OCAC $3,200 was carried was Fraz, Count Amit Gaur and Grenz opposed. Council also voted unanimously to confirm annual funding of $5,000 to OCAC, which has already been included in the core financial plan and will not further impact property taxes, according to Director of Finance Jeddah Holmes.